fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday, the very first day of June, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. And yes, I'm proud to say we still begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, which is still legal in California, still legal in Oregon, and still legal in Washington State for the time being. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Before I forget, there are thunderstorms in the area. If I may get knocked off the air with lightning, but we will move ahead. The prepper tip of the day, my friend Paul Martin used to tell me privately, food, food, food. Buy it, store it. Learn to grow it. Learn to preserve it. Food will become an ever-increasing part of what people talk about because of two things, price and availability. And along those lines, we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. He's got his hand on the pulse of what's going on with the food industry and may have some updates for us. Good morning, Chance.
Blessings, John. Good morning. Thank you for having me on again. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. Food, food, food. We are in 100% agreement. As far as updates go, as you know, we do speak with manufacturers, farmers, and vendors from, you know, across the country and across the globe. And the current statement, I guess, that's what we want to call it, do not ask us for forecast. Please call us when you're ready to order because we cannot forecast out more than 60 days. I think that speaks volumes, John. The fact that the people that are in the business don't have a clue as to what the harvest will be, if there will be any harvest, I think is important to understand. So for us, you know, guys out here just trying to make it through another day, that tells us that we need to do what we have to do to bring food into our pantry for ourselves, for our family, extended families, and possibly just a little extra to help out someone that might be in need. Don't you agree?
I agree, absolutely. We're still seeing fires completely destroying food processing plants. Very recently, a fire destroyed a chicken egg producing facility in the last 3 or 4 days. Have you been keeping track of those events there, Chance?
I do hear about them from time to time. It does affect especially the retail market. So when you're shutting down distribution lines, that affects every market in the United States, right? The availability of foods on a short-term basis, right? I know that some of the major manufacturers are taking some precautions, opening up some other distribution facilities, but that doesn't solve the problem in the short term, right? That's long term. You see that. I mean, maybe not in your town, but, you know, we have a neighboring town here. It's got a big store called HEB, which I'm sure our producer is familiar with. We see on a regular basis aisles that do have food, but not the selection that we're used to having. That's the key, right? You can put the same Del Monte tomato paste that goes down 4 feet, right? Or you can have 8 or 9 different varieties of tomato paste, and that's what we're not seeing. So that's also a sign of the times, and I think we're going to see a little bit more of that. I do have an announcement.
Okay, let's hear it.
For Memorial Day, as you know, it's important to you and I, for those that have served in the past, but more importantly, have suffered possibly some mental or physical disabilities, in some cases actually sacrificed their lives so that you and I may have this discussion today, enjoy what freedoms that we have left, thanks to the men and women who came before us. So we honor them. I did send out an email blast for those that might not have subscribed. You would not have received that email, so I'll just state it on the air. This will expire on the 4th of June. I announced last week that we were blessed to be able to get in 2 truckloads of fruits and vegetables. In the case of bananas and in the case of cranberries, we have an excess for the first time in a long time. I think my joke is, John, I have enough bananas to feed a very large tribe of chimpanzees down in southern Africa. So right. We're doing a buy one, get one free sale. Buy one, get one free on both our banana slices and our cranberry slices. That does expire midnight on June 4th. And all you have to do is to use the coupon code HONOR, capital H, O-N-O-R, in the coupon code. If you order 2 or more, you will see that one of them, of the 2, will be removed in your cart. So you're paying for 1, but you'll receive 2. Same thing if you order 4, you'll get 4 free. So take advantage of that. Prices and costs the way that they have been, and I think they're going to escalate. This is not something that we can probably do on a regular basis. So, you know, when these come along, I don't care if you order 20. We've got plenty. Just take advantage of that. They're absolutely delicious. They're non-GMO. They've been tested for heavy metals. They're amazing. So check it out for yourself at simplycleanfoods.net. Go to thelibertyman.com. Click on that link as well, and you will be supporting the show. So,
All right.
Code on.
And for those who don't have internet service, the telephone number, please.
Is 737-400-2066. I'll repeat that, 737-400-2066.
Okay. Segue here. Within the last 48 hours, the police department at Uvalde and the school district has ceased communication with the Texas Department of Public Safety. That's very telling of what's been going, what was going on there. Typically, the local police department and the school district would want to fully cooperate with the Texas Department of Public Safety to make sure all the facts were out. Apparently, the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety was lied to by officials in Uvalde about what happened and when it happened, the timeline especially. The lawsuits from this will go on for years and years. I don't believe it's going to be a good outcome. It's been about 10 years ago, I went through FBI to establish the new protocols following the Sandy Hook tragedy. The protocols for all police departments, I emphasize, all police departments nationwide changed. Even Little Viburnum, Missouri, which has a population of 649 people. Prior to Sandy Hook, the protocols were establish a safe staging area and then have the police go in as a SWAT team type operation to take out the shooter when there's an active shooter in a school. That was the protocols. That's what was done in Sandy Hook, which is why all those children died. That changed. The FBI training that I participated in, I was my role was to be a victim in the school. We had an empty school, no children present. My role is to be a victim as the police did their training. The new protocols established 10 plus years ago are for the first officer on the scene, no matter who that is, the first officer who responds to rush in, find, and kill the shooter. That's been the nationwide policy for more than 10 years. That is not what happened in Uvalde. Clearly, it is not what happened. I don't want to comment on any further at this time because there's still lots of moving parts to this matter, Chance. The tape recordings, I understand, are very damning and very revealing as to what took place and when it took place. The parents of those children in Uvalde school, they should be, and I'm sure they are, absolutely outraged at what took place. I'm sure they're getting lawyered up to sue the people responsible for this. The most likely the chief of police in Uvalde and other police officers are getting lawyered up also. Most likely the school district is already lawyered up to prepare for the onslaught of lawsuits. What are your thoughts about the Uvalde event, if any, Chance?
No, I do have some thoughts. Just stating the obvious, number one, the fact that, you know, this was a crap show, and that's not the word I wanted to use. This was a complete crap show. Protocols weren't followed, right? I'm in 100% agreement with you. And look, I have a grown adult child, right? But when he was in school, one thing that you learn real quick is parents, you don't want to mess with parents. They make their thoughts known. They care, of course, about the safety of their children, and you don't want to cross them. Yeah, this is there's going to be a lot of backlash from this. But listen, I have an opinion. It's just my opinion for what it counts, okay? In a situation where a school might be a shooter might come into a school, for example, it should not the teachers who choose to be armed to have that availability to take down a shooter?
In Texas, they do. In Texas, they do. About one third of the schools in Texas have armed school teachers. So it's not a matter of the state law certainly allows it in the state of Texas. It's local policy that dictates whether they are or not armed.
Well, there are certain states like California, Massachusetts, and New York, right? I'm sure that won't happen. But, I mean, nationwide, something like this could be prevented by having, you know, the adults, the teachers, the principals, vice principals, armed, ready, and trained to deal with this situation. Because what is the response time, you know, of the police department in a certain, well, you know, a guy with a fully automatic weapon or even a semi-auto weapon can do a lot of damage, right? So, you know, that's just one thing. But this was really a crap show, and I think the crap is going to hit the fan here.
Well, out of those 19 students, there's a possibility that maybe one of them has a grandfather who was recently diagnosed with unoperable cancer. Maybe a veteran. Maybe a sharpshooter. What's going to hold him back?
Right.
Yeah, that chief of police out there, I would recommend that he move to a country with no extradition to the United States. That would be a smart thing for him to do. Change his name, change his facial hair, and move to a country with no extradition. That's be the best outcome for that man. What do you think?
Or just do himself in, right? I mean, there's nothing that's good going to come from this, no matter what is said at this point. The mistakes have been made. People have been hurt. And the situation is what it is. But hopefully, John, I mean, I guess there's always a glass half full here. Hopefully lessons will be learned from this. And like you say, maybe there'll be better training and more police forces, sheriff's departments will undergo more training in order to deal with a situation like this in the future.
Well, how many times do you need to tell a man, when it's red light, don't go through it. I mean, they had the training. Viburnum, Missouri, population 650 people had the training. Every community with a police department had the training. That's not an issue. They had the training. They ignored the training. And we got a caller here, Chance. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I wanted to tell y'all that there is a small town so far from anybody being able to get there for 40 minutes. It's called Utopia, Texas, about 300 people. And they have a sign on their front door, or big sign, that says armed staff here. and you can watch the video on Yahoo News if they didn't take it off, or just keep on, you know, if it says it's been removed, go back and look at it. Really good.
Okay,
Pat. Hey, Pat, I've been to Utopia. That's actually a very nice small community. It's a nice place.
Well, they show inside the school, the big signs, and the I guess the principal talking, and it's really inspiring.
Well, good. We're glad to hear that, Pat. Anything else?
Well, it's 1,000 districts in Texas, and they have the trouble is that NEA, the National Education Association, mine was a teacher, and he would not join that crappy thing. And I think when they pick teachers, they need to be they may try to sue you if you don't want to. I want them to be in that, but they don't want any guns in schools. They say they need more counselors and blah, 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 blah. They don't need guns in there. So this is totally, you know, leftist liberal. Everybody knows that. National Educational Association.
Right. That's not a secret, Pat. Right. That's not a secret. It's well known. Right.
In Texas, though, that's part of the problem. So that's why Ted Cruz is saying we need more well, I don't know what the word, but I would say is information out there for people, so they'll be aware that it's been a law for 10 years that Texas could do that.
That okay. Texas could do what?
Have their own guardians, whether any kind of staff, or they can hire them. They can hire them.
Okay, Pat. Thank you for your call. We appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. A very nice discount when you use the coupon code at my website at thelibertyman.com. What is that coupon code for Simply Clean Foods, Chance?
It is, in fact, Liberty Man, all lowercase, no spaces. If you use that code, you're guaranteed free shipping if you live in the lower 48 states. And as well, you receive a nice discount. That's just for your listeners.
All right. All right. Well, Chance, this is an opportunity to encourage our listeners to get active locally. Local school boards have a lot of authority, some more than others, to, especially in Texas, many states, to authorize the teachers to be trained to use and carry firearms. The teachers, the custodians, the counselors, the football coaches, whoever is employed at that school should be trained and authorized to carry firearms. That's an unfortunate reality, but there was what's sometimes called a school resource officer, who's a sworn police officer who's assigned to these various schools. Last I read about the one in Uvalde, His presence, we don't know where he was, at least last I heard, I read about his, about that individual. But the teachers themselves can and should be armed if the state statute allows it. If it doesn't, then you need to work with your state legislature to get that changed and get active locally. For decades, these school board positions have been filled up by socialists and communists, which is largely responsible for the insanity we have, where teenage boys are allowed to pretend, I should say mentally ill teenage boys, are allowed to pretend to be girls and defeat the girls in athletic competition. That shouldn't be happening, should it, Chance?
No, and that's another conversation altogether. I did type, you know, in fact, most urban areas, I went to school in a big city, right? In most urban areas, there are usually one, but sometimes two active police officers on the police force. All they do is patrol the school, the hallways, right? And in the 4 years that I was in school, we only had one incident where a guy pulled a switchblade. And I can tell you, he didn't have a chance. The officer actually didn't shoot him, but he took him down. And he was arrested and had to go to juvenile detention for quite a while, right? But in smaller communities, that's not maybe in the budget to have a full-time police officer there. This is why I also wrote, teachers should have the training and certifications to safely carry and operate firearms effectively, right? Our children's lives are worth it. We need to be able to learn from this situation, to take action. And if I believe that, you know, the parents, right, are going to, all over the country, are going to put their foot down and they're going to show up to these school board meetings and make these people accountable and say, look, you know, this, you're responsible when our children are at school for their health and welfare. You will do this, or you're not going to be in this position next year.
I agree. That is the solution. And many of these teachers would certainly do that if they were allowed to do so. Teachers, custodians, football coaches, administrative people. I know, well, I'm not going to comment on what's going on locally, but I've had some teachers locally that have had concealed carry training. And in fact, I won't mention the school district, but a couple of kindergarten teachers, these two gals, they were just nailing these targets. They were just dead, you know.
No, I'm envisioning what you're saying right now. I'm saying.
So I know they can do it. So I know they can do it, but they need to be authorized to do so. And ladies and gentlemen, get up off your butts. When the school board elections come up, you know, go ahead and file for office, get elected to the school board, and make a difference. If you can't do it yourself, then support a man or woman who wants to run for the school board, who's a patriotic, Bible-believing American that will do the right thing. If you can't do it yourself, support them with money, knocking on doors, yard signs, whatever it takes to get patriotic, Bible-believing Americans who will do the right thing on these school boards. That needs to happen nationwide, doesn't it, Chance?
It does. And for these liberal teachers that don't believe in guns, well, at least there'll be someone there to save their butts when stuff goes down, you know? And those aren't the words I wanted to use. So, yeah, I'm in 100% agreement with you. Things need to change. What happened is sad. But I think that we could probably get this fixed pretty quickly.
Absolutely. Well, you cannot believe in electric drills, but it doesn't make electric drills go away, does it?
That's right.
We have a break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. That was the Lewis and Clark Fife and Drum Corps, a fine group of young men and women in St. Charles County, Missouri. Their CDs are for sale at my website to pay for instruments, uniforms, travel. They would certainly appreciate their support, and so would I. I did a private consultation yesterday. I'm doing more than ever, quite frankly, typically 2 or 3 a week, helping people get the clarity, get the focus, get the information that they need to make major decisions. Details at thelibertyman.com. We have exclusive content at thelibertyman.com you'll find nowhere else. My friend, the former counterintelligence agent, he puts together the daily intelligence briefing every 24 hours. You want to know what's going on anywhere on the planet? That's the place to find out. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, he's publishing a couple of articles a week. They're all there at my website. Published nowhere else. It was a private email list going to a couple of dozen of his friends, other scientists, and so forth. Steve's insight is very valuable. Moving on from there, I'm shipping out about a dozen energy cleaners. Peter in Australia, your next 3 will be on the way today. The group of healthcare professionals in Australia, they're buying these in bulk now. I'm really glad to get them down under to help those folks achieve their goals. If you're tired of being tired with the arthritis pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details on my website. You can place your order right there using PayPal for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on energy cleaner. Toll-free our line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad. If you already got an energy cleaner, check out the Micro Plus throws, by the way. They're beautiful. They're cozy. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat. The toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Chance, the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. And Chance, you have a prepper tip for us. Let's hear it.
I do. I know we have Glenn on the line. I'll make this quick. So recently, we installed what's called an atmospheric collector. Think of it as a way to take the water right out of the air, like a dehumidifier, but on steroids. We have two installed. One of them is a commercial model that produces, John, are you ready for this? 80 gallons of water per day. Now, this comes from the atmosphere, so it's pretty much distilled nature's way, right? But 80 gallons a day of water. So if you're in a situation where the grid goes down, the pumps stop pumping the city water into your home, I can absolutely help you with this. I'll give you the model numbers of where you can find these devices. They are truly, truly amazing. And the technology has moved forward in leaps and bounds just in the past 6 months. So reach out to me if you have any questions about that. But 80 gallons a day of water, that's actually what the average person uses on a regular basis.
All right. And, of course, in the lower elevations in Arizona, you're not going to get much water out of the air. But in many parts of the country, that's not an issue, is it?
No, it's not. And we use in the summertime in the warehouse for our staff, we use swamp coolers. So the swamp coolers actually fill the warehouse with humidity. These devices take that humidity right out of the air and produce the water. We'll probably exceed 80 gallons per day. So if you have any questions, reach out to me. I'll be more than willing to help you out with the model numbers.
All right. All right. Thank you very much. Our next caller is at Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Wow, Chance, that condenser sounds amazing. Thing is, you're going to need to install a kiddie pool as a cistern and cover it up. You're not going to have enough bottles.
No, I've got 7,500 gallons worth of storage, so that's not an issue.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I was going to say, where are you going to put it all? And you talk about the average person's use. That's including toilet flushing and showers and stuff like that. In an emergency basis where people are conserving the water, you could support a good number of people on 80 gallons a day.
That's absolutely correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I called in my question, John, was for you. Maybe you can clarify something that might have pertinence for this army of school teachers and administrators question. Has to do with the distinction between private concealed carry versus Act 235 open carry or constitutional carry. I've heard it said, I don't say it's my understanding, but I've heard it said that originally concealed carry permits were not so much a permit to carry as a permit to conceal. Because, guns could be carried openly, but only bad guys conceal their guns. Therefore, you need, the government required a permit to conceal. Is there any truth to that? Is that a history thing, or is it actually a permit to carry?
Well, I can only comment on the state of Missouri because I'm more familiar with Missouri law. Missouri has always been an open carry state since the state was founded in the early part of the 19th century. We did our research. We did not have a single prosecution for carrying concealed only began, I believe, in Missouri in 1968, if I recall correctly. Not a single prosecution of a Caucasian for carrying concealed for decades. Not a single one in the entire state. It was the only people prosecuted were people of color, or as we like to say these days, or black men especially. That's Missouri law. So Missouri concealed carry permits were issued to anybody who could, only began about 20-something years ago, and otherwise it was just open carry. But I know out here my neighbors, they've always carried concealed before concealed carry permits ever existed, and quite frankly, they don't care about the law. They just carry their pistols whenever and wherever they want to.
Hey, great, John, great. Effective here in Texas in September, I believe, of 22, a law was passed by the state Senate for anyone to carry unconcealed or open carry or concealed without a permit, as long as you were a law-abiding citizen and did not have a felony. The only caveat to that was, of course, Glenn, not in federal buildings and not where outside of a business where there's a sign posted that you may not carry. And usually that's right. Open carry. So if I hope that clarifies
things. Right. Well, that can be a problem. I know, for example, retail stores have to post signs at their entrances, so if they don't want people to carry. But it has to be posted a certain way. And I would think that what happens there is people doing open carry, you know, might have to comply. I suspect there's a lot of concealed carry non-compliance with such signs. Now, I'm not condoning that, but if you're concealed and the sign says don't come here, I can imagine a lot of people do carry. But I guess I'd have to say I'd like to see. Okay, so we have the carry issue addressed, but I'd like to see all the teachers and administrators trained and like Act 235 certified and open carrying, you know, freely in the schools. So that would be, I would think, you know, that way, of course, they have to be careful. You know, you don't want somebody might object and say, but someone could grab the teacher and take their gun and do a shooting. So those are kind of things that would have to be addressed. As well. So, I did have one other topic I was going to mention quickly.
Go ahead.
Real quick. Down there in, in Texas, I find myself in San Antonio sometimes, back and forth with family and stuff. And it's a very unusual, the food store situation with HEB. I'm not sure how it is in Austin and, the areas between Austin and San Antonio and stuff, but the HEB stores have practically a monopoly in that region. It's a little bit odd. There used to be some Skaggs stores back in the 90s, and Albertsons. Albertsons had Skaggs, was a drugstore, and Albertsons was a food store. Those are gone. So basically down there you have HEB, Walmart, and then Sprouts and the smaller specialty organic stores. In my region here in the suburbs of Philadelphia, I have at least six different major food store chains, all with their own logistical and warehousing and transportation operations. If you can't get something at one store, you might be able to get it at another. The HEB stores are great, which, by the way, stands for the initials of the man who founded it. I think it's like Herman E. Butts or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so it is a bit of an unusual situation with this. They're very, like I say, they're very nice stores. But again, it's one big operation with one big, you know, logistical system and warehousing and trucking. If HEB doesn't have it, you can't just run over to ShopRite because there is no ShopRite or something like that.
Yeah, Glenn, you're absolutely correct. HEB is the largest, Walmart and HEB are the largest grocery store chains in Texas. There's another chain, Brookshire Brothers, that's here as well, but they're really no competition. Yeah, they do have a bit of a monopoly, but at the same time, like you say, it's a very, very nice store with normally lots of offerings. But what we're noticing lately, and I think this is going to continue, is we're seeing diminished products on the shelves. We're seeing the same products over and over and over again. And it's not uncommon. We've seen it several times in the past 2.5 years. You'll go down an aisle, for example, paper towels and toilet paper, and there'll be nothing on the aisle, nothing left. So it's getting a little bit better there. But, yeah, I think that people just need to keep an eye on this, Glenn. Start setting aside products that you use on a daily basis. There's no excuse not to. I mean, look at the cost of everything going higher and higher and higher. Why wouldn't you buy long-term storable food right now before the costs go up? Why wouldn't you buy more toilet paper and paper towels before the costs go up? Right. It just makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, and on those paper products, the membership big box stores like Sam's Club and Costco, they've really redoubled their efforts since the shortage. I mean, I saw Disney World lines in front of Sam's Club waiting to get toilet paper and stuff back when that occurred. But I mean, you know, now they're really beefed up. So if you're going to stock up, those are good places, you know, to get good, you know, larger quantities, good unit price, all that sort of thing. Good, that's a good way to stock up. So. But all right. Yes, well, thank you very much, guys.
Okay, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Weekend.
Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, there's a high likelihood there's going to be some new draconian anti-gun legislation coming in the House of Representatives, isn't there a chance?
Oh, of course. Yeah, they're going to try to, you know, overstep the Constitution here. But I believe it's the state's responsibility to enact specific laws. And again, states like Missouri, states like Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee, Arizona, they're not going to go for it. I mean, this is our First Amendment right, or Second Amendment right, to bear arms. So they're not going to go for it, brother.
No, not at all. Not at all. Okay. Do you have any updates on people's discussions, or you talk to people all over the country about the consequences of the clot shot, if any?
Not as much anymore. This was a common topic down at the local breakfast house and coffee shop. This was a common topic. People have just come to an understanding that this is my body. You're not going to tell me what I can and cannot do. If I don't choose to be injected with your poison, then that's my choice. You don't have a say in the matter. I can't be more blunt than that.
No, you can't be. These stories continue to filter in. Recently, a world-class female golfer suffered a blood clot, unexplained blood clot, a young woman in her early 20s. A relatively well-known actor died of a heart attack in his sleep. Let's see if I can get the name of this guy. He's a fairly well-known actor. Let's see if I can get that here real quick.
While you're looking, John, I guess I need to maybe have that discussion for on the other side of this. If you are someone who chooses, it's your choice, to get the clot shot and all the boosters that follow, that's your right as well. That's your right as well. Just right. Understand, right. For everything that we do in life, brother, there are consequences.
The actor's name is Ray Liotta. Ray.
Oh, yeah, Liotta. Saw that.
Right. A fairly well-known actor. Well, these people have done it to themselves. I was talking to somebody yesterday. Her husband had and was thought he was cured of lymphoma. He's now had the clot shot and 3 boosters, and the lymphoma is back with a vengeance. I believe that he will probably be dead in 30 to 90 days because he's destroyed, he's eliminated his immune system. And that's going to be happening to hundreds of thousands of men and women all over the country who had cancer. It's in remission, and they're living a normal, healthy life. But now, since they got the clot shot and 3 boosters, they're done. They're finished. And, of course, there'll be no, when they do die, the death certificate will have no attribution whatsoever to the COVID clot shot or boosters. It'll just say, died of cancer, died of a heart attack, died of blood clot, with no attribution whatsoever to COVID-19 vaccination or the boosters. None at all. Right, Chance?
No, that's right. That's right. Look, it's not even as much about the person who makes that choice, but what about the people they leave behind? You know, their children, their relatives, maybe a spouse. Those are the people that truly suffer for these decisions that are being made. You know, we had a discussion, you and I, about 6 months ago. What is our world going to look like in a year, 2 years, 3 years, when people that hold positions, maybe at a nuclear power plant, engineers, police, EMTs, etc., they're gone because of that choice? What's our world going to look like? It's a scary thought, John.
It is. It is. Here's our last break. Call number 512-248-8252.
Yesterday in Washington, D.C., a career politician said something really stupid. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Experts agree that ignorance and stupidity have crossed party lines. For example, one career politician who wished to remain anonymous said, "As soon as I got to Washington, D.C., I forgot all of my campaign promises and honestly couldn't remember why my constituents elected me." Studies have shown that politicians at the federal level almost immediately become deficient in common sense. As a result, the simple task of distinguishing a man or a woman can become difficult, and fiscal responsibility comes to mean spending more than the last guy. Known as swamp rat syndrome, scientists say SRS becomes worse with time. Every day spent in D.C. eats away at the logic center of the politician's brain, making common sense thinking less and less possible. The only known cure for SRS? Ending re-election. Until tomorrow, Cevis Pacem. Parabellum.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fix bayonets. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we are back. Gentlemen, we are back. Well, where is this hour going, Chance? we cover a lot of territory here, and I hope that our words of encouragement will encourage people to either run for school boards themselves or support men and women that will do the right thing, patriotic men and women who will support the entire Constitution of the United States and make sure that these schools and our children are safe. The only way to do that is to change the school boards so that their policies will be in compliance with state laws, assuming you live in a state where state law allows the teachers to be armed.
That's as clear can get, brother. You're right on. In our waning moments, I just want to remind folks there is a Memorial Day sale going on right now. Go to libertyman.com. Click on that link, please. That'll take you right to our website. Look in the top right-hand corner. You'll see a magnifying glass. That's a search. Type in banana slices and cranberry slices. Buy one, get one free for 3 more days. That expires at midnight on the 4th. Take advantage of that. It's rare that we're able to do that. The last thing I'd like to say. Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Did you hear any of that last conversation, sir? Hello? Julie?
Someone was trying to call me, somebody. I'm here.
Okay. Last thing I want to say real quick is, listen, whether it's Memorial Day or not, if you see someone that is wearing a cap that says Army, Air Force, Navy, retired, walk up to them, thank them for their service. That's the least that we can do.
Absolutely, I agree. I was back from Vietnam, I guess, about 5 years before somebody told me welcome home, and it was so touching and so important. Excuse me. Let these service members know that you appreciate their service, and if they've been overseas, to welcome them home.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, listen, John, it's always wonderful to be on the show. You're right. It just went by like nothing. I look forward to seeing you next week, and we should have some more news for you then.
Okay. And if you haven't, watch the film 2,000 Mules and get a copy for your local legislators.
Great film.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Chance.
Right.
See you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Sure. The top of the hour break coming up here shortly, and we'll be back with, I believe, Professor McCanny. The second hour, and then we'll wrap it up with the third hour with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3. RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org.